Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways you can stay in touch. You can like the OIC page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. Today we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. If you are new or thinking about trading options, you may wonder what it is like to actually put your toe in the options pool for the first time. And today we're going to cover that very topic. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and options transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Here with me today is Peter Lusk of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Peter, thanks for coming out today.
Hey, Joe, thank you for having me back.
Now, Peter, what's your background in the industry?
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I started off trading options on the floor of the CBOE back in 1994, and I was on the floor for 10 years and traded off the floor for a few after that. And now I'm a senior instructor at the Options Institute, which is the educational arm of the CBOE.
Well, fantastic. Really glad you could be here. Let's get right into today's topic about putting your toe in the water. Now, Pete, what comes to mind when we talk about putting our toe in the water in the options pool?
Well, putting your toe in the water can kind of be a scary thing. It's almost like the first kiss or a first job. Exciting and thrilling and scary all at the same time. For me, I actually had to put my toe in the water by standing in the S&P 100 pit for 2 days and learn how to yell and scream. You know, I came from an office background, so it was really, you know, not the usual thing for me to be yelling at the office.
Wow, that is quite a pool. I mean, that the S&P pit, goodness, that's a big one.
Yeah, a few hundred guys.
Yeah, well, that's pretty interesting. I probably would not have considered those analogies of first job and first kiss. But let's run with them a little bit further. Where does an investor begin when it comes to getting started with options trading?
Well, I think, first of all, an investor usually has some sort of interest in a stock. You know, they all understand, you know, buy low, sell high with stocks. And if you're interested in a stock, and perhaps maybe you're interested in a stock that really isn't doing much, not moving around, and there's ways that options can pretty much help generate some income perhaps on a stock that isn't.
Okay. So an investor spends time getting familiar with options basics. How much time should they spend on this?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we do seminars. We do seminars for you at the OIC, and sometimes they're a three-hour seminar on a night. And you know what? I always make sure I tell people, look, you know, I'm not going to learn your job in 3 hours, and there's no way you can learn mine. Matter of fact, I didn't make any money trading on the floor for about 12 or 13 months. So it does take time. And like anything else, I think if you like it well enough, you're going to do just fine with it. Hopefully, you're going to do fine with it anyway.
Well, that makes good sense. And this may be too simple a question, but is learning options theory and the basics of options, is that easy to do?
The basics are somewhat simple, and I think repetition is a good thing. A lot of the seminars that we put on, we kind of continue to go back to the basics a lot because there's certain levels of learning that goes on. So, but yeah, I mean, you want to start out with what Mr. Call is and what Mr. Put is, and then start taking it from there. And also take these calls and puts and see how they might work on an underlying that some of the folks in the general audience follow.
Okay. Real good advice. So let me think. An investor, once they get started and they get fairly comfortable, and by that I mean he or she has studied a little bit about options basics. And of course, you know, you can do that at www.optionseducation.org. What's a good next step?
Well, the next step is probably to go on your website, the OIC website, and learn how to paper trade. Learn how to put some trades on with maybe a, play money, maybe about $10,000 of play money. The only problem I have with that, though, Joe, is if they do make money with play money, they're going to be a little bit disgruntled, aren't they?
Indeed. that's a good point. And this is about putting your toe in the water. And there are a lot of different ways, obviously, to put your toe in the water. What should an investor do next, do you think?
I think the next thing is to understand the basic strategies. And then, you know, most people follow a handful of stocks. And I think that's a good way to begin. Know some of the basic strategies and maybe learn how some of those basic strategies might just generate some income on stocks that they're familiar with.
And is that difficult to do?
I don't think so. You know, we should mention, though, that the success rate of option trading for a retail investor is usually, I mean, a really good trader is going to have 6 winning trades out of 10. So you can't be down on yourself. Even me, all my trades are not winners, and I'm here talking to you about option trading.
I don't believe they're not all winners. Come on now. Okay. Is there anything else you think in terms of best first steps?
I think best first steps might just be this. You know, I like to get a show of hands for those that have a stock that just kind of sits and flounders. Let's just say we got a stock that's about a $50 stock that someone is following, and they bought it maybe at 20, and now it's got this narrow range of 50 to 51 back to 49. I think the first initial trade that's a good one is what we call the covered call, and that's an option strategy that we like to teach initially. Because people understand stock ownership, now we're trying to actually generate some income on a stock that isn't, a stock that's kind of floundering. So what that whole process would be to sell an out-of-the-money call to try to generate some income on a stock that isn't. I think that's a good place to start.
Excellent, Peter. I think we've covered quite a bit today, and you talked about the covered call strategy, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more going forward. If you wouldn't mind, would you come back one more time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got more to talk about with the toe in the water.
Excellent. What I'd like to do is develop the idea of what an investor does when the unexpected happens.
Absolutely. Because, you know, that's a great point, Joe, because so often people put the trades on and they just understand the goodness of what the trade might be. But you've got to understand also the pitfalls of a trade. So,
well, we'll pick that up next week. Please join Peter and me next week for part 2 of Putting Your Toe in the Water. And just as a reminder, if you ever have any options related questions, reach out to our call center at 1-888-OPTIONS or log on to our website at www.optionseducation.org. There are a lot of resources and tools on our site that will help you to better understand options. And if you have any feedback on the show, email me at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. So you can join us at LinkedIn, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.